Yes, it's the Golden. You know, the other day I sort of accidentally overheard two ladies talking over the back fence. One of them sounded very indignant.
Look here, Mrs. Murphy, are you trying to say I don't know how to wash clothes? All I said was, imagine washing dirty overalls and rayon slips with the same granulated soap. But, Mrs. Murphy, I use new dyes. It's a new kind of granulated soap, and it's wonderful.
Oh, really?
Yes, you see, dyes give all three kinds of wash. Work soap, towels, right down to your rayons, and make the colors washable.
Well, glory be, one soap for everything on wash day.
Well, what if I such a thing was possible?
Well, I guess Procter & Gamble did when they made this new dye.
But take a look at that wash that just hung out. See those rayon slips?
Well, sure, and they do look grand and bright.
Thanks to dyes. And look at those work shirts, washed with the same new dyes. See how nice and clean they are?
Mm, yes, I see, but what else did you have to scrub high?
No, I didn't. And no soap I ever used that shows clean easier than new dyes.
Well, William, listen to that now.
And best of all, look at those snowy white towels and feet.
Sure, and they're as white as the driven snow.
Aren't they, though? Honestly, I've never seen whiter washes than I get with dyes.
Yes, that's what a lot of ladies say about dyes. They've never seen whiter washes. In fact, dyes get clothes whiter, far whiter, than any number of other soaps. But remember, dyes does all three kinds of wash. Towels, work clothes, the pretty rayon under. Honestly, once you try dyes, you'll see it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Just follow the dyes line to your store today. And look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Dyes. Then, next wash day, let Dyes do everything. And now, the Goldberg. Well, the train bearing Oriane, Dr. Sylvain Fanny, to New York, has brought curious passengers and curious situations to the big city. But the most curious it ever carried was the conversation between Chris and Oriane. They love each other, but each has been trying to teach the other a lesson in the deportment of love. And when we last saw them, Oriane hadn't said yes to Chris's offer of marriage. Meanwhile, Molly considers the whole affair settled, and she's making elaborate preparations for a wedding.
Hello? Hello, Central? I want a butcher, please, if you will. Please. Rosa, quickly, check me up. How many people did I invite to the wedding? Check me up. Please come. Hello? Hello? Hello, Mr. May? This is Mrs. Golda Gondavara. Yes. Mr. May, I need a very lengthy order, so you better take a pencil and jot. Yes, for the wedding. you know Dr. Taylor. Yes, Chris, his son. And that beautiful woman that came here with her little boy? Yeah. No, she didn't go. Well, I mean, she did, but she'll be back on the train that's coming in from New York. You see, they took the train. They were supposed to get off on Lashenberry, but something was a mishap, so they went to Clovisville. And from Clovisville is directly expressly to New York. So they had to go all the way to New York, and in between the trains is 2 hours. Now they're coming back on the train. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate you,
Well, Mr. May, I have to be delivered today, not later. Yeah, well, the sooner the better. Yeah. Well, if you could get me 2 beautiful turkeys, yeah. Well, would you say for 28 people 2 beautiful turkeys?
I'd get 3 now.
Well, maybe 3 not so beautiful. I mean, not so big. Very well. Very well. Thank you. Do you think you and Mrs. May would like to come over and take a snack with us?
That'll make 30 now.
Well, make it 2 turkeys then. Yeah. Goodbye. Yes, thank you very much.
So let me see now, what's the time already?
Martha Wilberforce, I wanted you to call him now. If there's anything that you can do.
Martha Wilberforce? This is right next door. She couldn't run over. All right, to call her under the bottom. So call her. Let me see now, the cookies I can make myself.
Hello? I want Martha Wilberforce.
If I knew early, I would have made squiggle and everything.
Hello, Martha? Yes. Mm-hmm. But
we have to bake anyway.
But we'll be back on the first train to New York.
Ask if she'll make 2 layer cakes. That'll be plenty.
Yes.
2 layer cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make this a layer cake.
My mother wants to talk to you.
Wait, my hands are full with flour. Wait.
Oh, I don't think two will be enough. How many pieces do you get out of two? You don't get so much out of two. Hello? Hello, Martha? Something to do, huh? I'm making cookies. Yeah, well, I was thinking originally, I thought maybe two layer cakes would be wonderful. But Dolly can be making two. Maybe you can make three. Yeah? All right. And maybe you bring me over later some extra plates and a little cutlery. Yeah. That's all I need. Not too much, but plenty. Wouldn't be the same if I mixed them up. Yeah. All right. I'm making cookies now. All right. All my appreciation. There's 2 hours between the train. They have to wait off in New York 2 hours before the cake is going back. Yes. All right, dear. All my appreciation. Goodbye. Oh, look, Miss Tina, there'll be no more telephones, please, because I wouldn't be able to make no cake.
Yeah, well, I'll make the cookies, Mom. You can do something else.
And then, look, Miss Tina, now I'll just get everything ready. And you can cut out the cookies and put them in the pan.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Rosalie, let me see what's such to do. In the meantime, Rosalie, lay me out my black satin. Maybe it wouldn't fit me anymore.
Well, where is it now?
I'm hanging with Pop in the same closet.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. I see you in the room today. How is it you? How is it you? A million voices. All of your voice comes through.
Last week, I wanted to buy a new rolling curtain to roll out cookies, right? And you didn't want to stop the place in the hardness, so lovely. Now I got to use the old pin, and the handle is broken off.
Yeah, let me see. Yes, darling. Or maybe I should wear my periwinkle bedroom. Maybe black is too sad for a wedding.
Anything decent, Mother. You look thinner in this one now.
I look thinner in this one.
Uh-huh.
You like it better, huh? You think it's more becoming.
Oh, very well. Very well. Now, give me my cookie pan.
All right,
there,
darling.
And I'll roll the roof, and you'll cut. That's right, now.
I butter it
well? Yeah, butter it very careful, very nice. All around the edges, it's pretty thick.
I know.
What your idea of faith is?
Well, some things that just have to happen to us.
Have to happen, why?
Because they just happen.
You know, that's not my idea of faith, really.
A person's faith comes from, how shall I say, from their own character. What you are makes you choose the things that will make things happen to you. So, if you have love in your nature, you find it's your love. And if you're bitter, you have everything you want, turn to ashes in your mouth. Stop cutting down. There's no faith, Rosalie, but the faith you choose for yourself. To be or not to be depends on you.
Oh, dear, not for one moment did I doubt that Orion and Chris would marry. They have to because they give love easy, so they receive it likewise. Jerry?
Jerry.
I ordered 3 beautiful cakes, Jerry.
Why didn't you wait better until you hear from them before you order?
Well, what do I have to hear?
Who is coming back from New York?
Please, there's only one train to take contention, and that's immediately.
I said my word.
You told me yourself, darling, by Christopher Kay that got on the train to bring Orion back to get married, no?
All right, Molly. I'm in no mood for discussion. Who stole my paper?
It's inside.
Excuse me.
Be careful, Rosalie, darling. Please put them in the pan very gently.
I'm
going to the cookies.
Come on. Do you think
I'm not thinking because there's nothing to fix, please?
Can you call?
The family call? Was he supposed to call?
No, but I...
Then why should he call?
He has at least 2 hours between trains. That's enough time
to call. Why should he call, dear?
Because, how anxious we are.
That's what I'm asking you. Why are you anxious?
Because things can happen, that's why.
What
for? I don't care, please. What was the time now?
Only 10 minutes before the train is going from the station.
And the family don't call us because there's nothing to call for.
He knows you expect them back. So evidently all is well.
Are you satisfied?
What did you say?
Are you satisfied?
Huh?
Are you satisfied?
Are you satisfied, I said?
I'm satisfied. Like, oh,
take the phone.
I'm taking this. Hello? Hello, speaking on the phone.
Is it local or long?
Yes.
Is it local or long?
Long. See, yes, I am. I'm the guy. This is Mrs. Goldberg.
Maybe they want Mr. Goldberg.
I'll hang, thank you.
Give me.
and Mrs. Gilbert's party to party.
Who's the other party?
Hello? Hello, family? Is that you, Tommy?
Okay, Tommy, let me.
Mama talking. Do you want Papa?
I'm here.
He wants Mama. Hello? Yes? Talk loud, but your voice is very cloudy.
Ask the operator for clear connection.
Go
ahead.
Take let me, please. You're clipping me off already. Hello, operator. I was talking. I was talking to...
Hello, who?
Charlie David Lastonbury.
New York, not Lastonbury.
Hello, New York.
He was calling from New York.
Well, maybe we have to leave the phone and make the call.
You know, that me at that phone?
Jake, I'm talking, please. I can't listen to both of you. Hello, operator. Operator, return my son to me. Yes. Well, why should I hang you? Tell me to New York, then. Well, maybe to New York.
That is not all I'm here. Can I call here? Let me talk.
Martha?
What's wrong with your phone?
Tommy, come on, let
it.
Tommy?
Yes, you just called to say.
Yes?
Don't prepare anything. There won't be any wedding.
So, Oriane and Chris must have quarreled again. Sammy called to say there won't be any wedding in Lastonbury. And what does this mean for the three beautiful sisters? The pretty guests, the preparation, and Molly's hope for a happy wedding. Don't look now, but are you still using an old-fashioned halfway soap for your dishes? You are if it's a bar soap because it doesn't have real speed. Or if it's a tough granulated soap, it's short on tightness to your hands. Well, if you've been struggling with such halfway soap near this hand, then new Dove will be welcome you. You see, Dove is that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. Say, Dove has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness to your hands. Notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, it's far kinder to your hands than any leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, Dove can't be beat by any soap made for speedy dishwashers. Why touch even tough grease without any hard scouring? You can see the difference in Dove right in the tub. So, try it today. Dove has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Burke. Next time, we find out what happened on that fatal train ride. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of water.